From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. 15 years ago today, an amateur photographer would capture what would become the most shocking traffic stop in American history. Grainy images showed several white Los Angeles police officers surrounding, kicking, and beating what looked to be an already subdued African-American male. More than a year later, on April 29, 1992, a jury in Simi Valley, California, acquitted four officers charged with beating a now-famous defendant named Rodney King. Just hours after the verdict, chaos would erupt in south-central Los Angeles, and some of the worst rioting in U.S. history would begin.
It's like a living hell. It's a war zone. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Never.
Scary. It's real scary, you know, because all the lights just go out, and next thing you know, you hear boom, 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 and fires everywhere. Next thing you know, your house might be on fire.
They're going crazy. Everybody's going crazy right now. The gangs, the black gangs, the white gangs, the Korean gangs. Anybody could drive up right now and just shoot us just for the hell of it.
55 people were killed, almost 3,000 were injured, and at least 8,000 were arrested. Hundreds of buildings were gutted. We're now joined by the man at the center of all this, Rodney King. Also on the line is Milton Grimes, Mr. King's attorney at the time of the attack. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Rodney, let me start with you. 15 years later, those of us who've seen different press accounts throughout know that you've not had an easy go of it. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm recovering. You know, this is the healing part, you know.
Rodney, it made you a reluctant celebrity. In terms of what you learned, what surprised you most out of all of this?
What surprised me most is, you know, being beat up by the cops, you know, almost lost my life. And it just dawned on me, like, you know, how a lot of people get killed and then, you know, the cops have to tell a lie on them, and, you know, to get out of it. Like, you know, they were on some way out drugs or something like that. And, you know, law enforcement is just really just not just tired. And they just, you know, just killing, you know, shooting people. It made me feel like I was back in slavery days.
Let me ask you this. So much has been talked about whether or not you were on drugs that night, whether or not you, in fact, were going after police officers and the like. Give us an idea very quickly, if you will, of your truth of that night. Were you, in fact, on drugs at any point in time?
I had been drinking malt liquor beer, and that was it. That was it. And, you know, once I stopped that car, I laid on the ground, did everything that they said asked me to do, and you know, when I heard, "We're gonna kill you, nigger," that's when I, you know, threw my hands up and took off to run. But I didn't know my leg was broke, you know, so I fell back down. But I threw my hands up in the air. It looked it like on to you guys when you were looking at it on TV that I was running at a cop, but no, I had looked for the way I wanted to run and threw my hands up, you know, in the air. But,
Milton Grimes, let me go to you and ask you this very quickly in relationship to what this was, a watershed event in American history. We have since seen Amadou Diallo, Abner Louima, and the like. In your mind, what role do you think ultimately the King beating will play in American history?
Well, I think it was the first capture on video and on film of what I used to call the Loch Ness Monster. We've all heard about it. We all feared it, but no one had ever seen it on film, captured by the photographer on March 3rd, 1991. And I think it will always be a point of history that we will refer to.
And in terms of Rodney King's life, it changing, financial stability after the fact, talk to us about what was fought for and where he is today.
Well, I undertook the case because I thought it should be shown to the world. It was kind of like Miss Mobley when Emmett Till was killed. She refused to close the lid of the casket because she wanted America to see the horror that was perpetrated against black people. That's why we went to trial on the Rodney King case, to show America the horror that was still perpetrated against black men especially. So it changed his life. I'm sorry to say it didn't change America as much as I had hoped it would. It's still going on. I think law enforcement realized that on a whole, they can still get away with the maiming and the brut- brutality against minority men. I don't know when we're going to change that, Mr. Gordon. Maybe you have a solution, but I don't want to sound like a fatalist, but I don't have a solution yet. I thought Rodney King case would help, but they've gone right back on what they were doing before this.
Well, Milton Grimes, if I was that smart, my friend, we both would be rich. I wish, in fact, we could say it would, in fact, change, but it doesn't seem as though we've come as far as we would like. Milton Grimes, we want to thank you so much. Appreciate your work and efforts throughout the years. And Rodney King, we wish you the best of luck. Greatly appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.